Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. If you could be just joining me, that could be happening. I've been on the air for a while today, but, you know, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. You're in the right place. You didn't make a mistake. You're doing good. And if you've been listening already, well, you know what we think of you. We think you are a member of the high intelligence society. You're probably a Mensa type of person. Thank you for staying with us, and I know why you're here, because you heard Lynn Morella is going to be back on the show. Lynn is the outstanding member of our Brain Trust, who helps us understand the value and the importance of ethics and character and integrity and authenticity and things like that small business owners are so well known for. The small business community, if you want to find character, if you want to find authenticity, just go hang out around small business owners. You'll find it there. Lynn is the author of the outstanding book, In Search of Ethics, and he's our good friend, Lynn Morella. Welcome back to the show.
Glad to be back, Jim. Pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back. Lynn, you heard me tick off those terms, those words, ethics, integrity, character, authenticity. Those are heavy words. But they all serve a different purpose, don't they?
Well, we tend to.
They serve the same thing, but they're variations on the same thing.
And we tend to underestimate the power of those words and the power of those thoughts. You know, when you think about what qualities most employees want from their bosses, they're these: they want an honest, trustworthy boss. They want somebody that can be a good role model, somebody that cares, somebody that's committed, somebody that's a good listener, somebody that holds people accountable, somebody who treats people with respect, and gives people encouragement, and makes their employees a meaningful members of the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a people thing. It's who you are, not what you do.
You know, we asked our audience, our radio internet audience, a week or so ago, what were some of the top leadership traits of traits of a leader, and one of the top things that were voted on was ability to communicate, and I thought that was very interesting. More people, as many people as anything, thought that ability to communicate was extremely important for a leader, and of course that I think that presumes that they communicate something that's authentic, don't you?
Absolutely, it presumes they have something to communicate.
Yeah,
and if they do that in an authentic, honest way, then they just incentivize and inspire their own people.
Why do we have to talk about this, Lynn? Does it ever bother you that you literally have made a career out of helping people understand ethics and ethical behavior? Does that ever bother you that's the case?
Absolutely bothers me, and that's why I'm at my age. I'm still at this. You know, the research I did for my book showed me right up front that our values, our moral values, have incrementally deteriorated over the last 40 years, inch by inch, foot by foot. The 7-foot high jump is now a 5-foot high jump, and maybe heading for 4'11". Even though there's some positive forces at work, the cultural tide of our society is pulling us in the wrong direction.
Why do you think that's happened?
I think a lot of it is affluence, materialism. The media, the advertising world, that it's all about things, and that's not what's really important in life. You know, money has its place, but if you want to leave a legacy of wealth, that's one thing. But if you want to leave a legacy of character, that's something else.
Yeah, different.
That's much more enduring.
Yeah, you know, there's one thing that as a guy I always quote, and I probably said it to you before, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Senator Moynihan from New York, the Democrat from New York. One of the great Americans of all time, regardless of how you feel about his politics. And he called it defining deviancy down. And that's what, I call, that's kind of
what I call desensitizing.
Yeah. Yeah. Defining DVC down. What yesterday was unacceptable. Today is a little bit less unacceptable. And it doesn't happen. And the thing is, it doesn't happen by degree. I mean, all at once, it happens by teeny tiny little increments, doesn't it? Over a long time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lynn, remind me the title of the new book.
Well, the new book is going to be entitled To Lead Is to Serve.
To Lead Is to Serve. But the book, which edition of In Search of Ethics is out now?
Third edition
of In Search of Ethics. And it's available wherever books are sold, folks. Lynn Morella is our guest. He and I will be right back. We're talking about character. What's the importance of character in your business, for example? Stay with us. 20 till. We'll be right back.
Down to the crossroads.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.